It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Hey, good Friday, everybody. It's so good to have you praying with me here today on VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Praying all day, every day. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne with music by Leland, Todd Mooring, Courtney Vandiver, and some other friends of mine. Today we're praying for the will of God to be done in your life, your family. Today we're praying for Israel. Today we're praying concerning the violence, the demonstrations of the streets of our nation. We're going to pray right here for your needs. And we have a special guest today who is an incredible man of prayer. So we're going to pray and seek the face of God, not the hand of God, but the face of God. And several years ago, in fact, 1997, I led a four-week revival in the heart of London, England. There was a man who came to all of those services, drove 2 hours one way. His name is Godfrey Birtle, and he began to write songs concerning prayer messages, sermons, and sessions that I was having. And one of those songs he wrote was "It's a Good Day to Pray." And so Godfrey's going to sing, and I'm going to pray today. But let's begin to warm up today and declare this is a good day to pray right here on BPN Prayer Network. And we're so thankful to have Godfrey Birtle. So let's sing along with him today. It's a good day to pray. It's a good day to pray.
day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. Yes, the day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. And I say Jesus is Lord. Yes, Jesus. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day.
Yes,
the day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus.
Good day.
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day. Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is.
Jesus is Lord of all. Yes, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of all. Yes, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. This is a good day, the day the Lord has made, and I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day.
This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. Father, we just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, that you are our Father and we are your sons and daughters. And we just pray the will of God be done in each of our lives today. The will of God be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, we just pray for this hour of power as we pray and seek your face. People all across America, different cities of the world praying with us daily here on the BPN Radio Network. Calling for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Knowing that that it's high time that we seek God. Lord, you said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Lord, you said you'd hear from heaven, forgive our sins and heal our land. And so we just pray right now for cities all across America that are praying with us here on BPN today. We pray today for Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, San Diego, California, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We thank you for these cities that are represented here on the Breakout Prayer Network, cities that are praying with us, and we speak a blessing upon them. Marshville, Wisconsin. We pray for Appleton, Wisconsin, and New Bern, North Carolina, as well as Rockingham, North Carolina, Moorhead City, North Carolina, and Yakima, Washington, Moundsville, West Virginia, Tacoma, Washington, Laurinburg, North Carolina. We pray today for Olympia, Washington, and Edmonds, Washington. We pray today for Belmont, North Carolina, and Virginia Beach, Virginia. We pray today for Madison Heights, Virginia, and we pray for Carson City, Nevada. Las Vegas, Nevada, people praying with us there. Westbury, New York, and Watertown, New York. South Royalton, Vermont, and Pittsford, Vermont. Chelsea, Vermont, and Carmel, New York. Santa Fe, New Mexico is praying with us today in White Settlement, Texas. Waco, Texas, praying with us today in Annandale, New Jersey. We pray, Lord, for Sugar Land, Texas, and Splendora, Texas, and Snook, Texas, that are praying with us today. Salem, Missouri, and Nixa, Missouri today. Mansfield, Missouri, and Rosenberg, Texas, Richmond, Texas, praying with us today, as well as Port Arthur, Texas, and Biloxi, Mississippi. Matamidi, Minnesota, as well as Minneapolis, Minnesota, praying with us. Saginaw, Michigan is praying with us today. Battle Creek, Michigan. Midlothian, Texas, and Midland, Texas, praying with us today. Monroe, Louisiana, praying with us today. And Pineville, Louisiana, Lake Charles, Louisiana, as well as Kingwood, Texas, and Katy, Texas. Madisonville, Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, Hempfield, Texas, praying with us today. And Scott City, Kansas. Syracuse, Kansas, praying with us today. And Council Bluff, Iowa, is praying with us. Mount Pleasant, Iowa. Pendleton, Indiana, is praying with us today. Denton, Texas, praying with us today. We speak a blessing on all of these cities all across America that are praying with us. Young Harris, Georgia, as well as Woodstock, Georgia. Guyton, Georgia, praying with us. And Bastrop, Texas, praying with us. Athens, Texas, praying with us. Rockledge, Florida. We speak a blessing on Nashville, Tennessee, and Franklin, Tennessee, where we're going to be ministering this weekend at New River Fellowship this Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, New River Fellowship, Franklin, Tennessee, where one of my spiritual grandsons, Jack Mooring, is the pastor. And we're going to pray today for Israel. In fact, we're going to pray right now for Israel, because of some very concerning things are happening concerning Israel. You know, I subscribe to this website, American Values, and there's a man by the name of Gary Bauer who's used to work on Ronald Reagan's staff. He's an incredible man of God. But yesterday, he wrote concerning Israel. He said, yesterday we witnessed two shameful diplomatic attacks against Israel that demonstrates the hatred and disdain it confronts every day. In Paris, the French Parliament voted 339-151 to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. The pro-Palestinian resolution was strongly backed by socialist members of parliament in France. A similar political dynamic, he writes, is emerging in the United States. The left is increasingly hostile toward Israel, while the right supports it. Yesterday's vote in France marks the fifth such vote by a European nation. Britain, Ireland, Sweden, and Spain to recognize Palestine. Reports indicate Belgium may do so next week. These votes have symbolic meaning. They send a dangerous message. Keep in mind that this vote is coming just a few months after a terror war waged against Israel from Gaza. As each vote passes, Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, and other radicals rejoice as their resistance is rewarded and they target Israel, and it becomes increasingly isolated. 2005, Israel made huge concessions, gave up the Gaza Strip, hoping for peace. Instead, Hamas turned it into a launching pad for even more rocket attacks. It tried to undermine Israel's security by digging dozens of terror tunnels. In New York, the United Nations General Assembly, not to be outdone, voted 161-5 to approve a resolution demanding that Israel give up its nuclear arsenal, open its nuclear facilities to international inspection. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that Israel, surrounded by all of these terror states and terror nations, is supposed to give up its nuclear arsenal, its war, its warheads. Father God, we pray for Israel today. We know on every side, on every hand, they are being threatened and they are being attacked. And we pray for Israel today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you would protect Israel. Father God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and that you would surround Israel with your guardian angels. Benjamin Netanyahu, we pray for him as he leads this nation in Jesus' name. Father God, we need your help now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we have, as we pray today, we have on the telephone today a mighty man of God, and we want you to welcome our special guest today. Well, what a tremendous privilege it is to have on BPN Radio on this Friday, Pastor James Fedeli, who's chairman of the RCCGNA North America. And Pastor Fedeli is originally from Nigeria and grew up in a devout Catholic family. And he went to college there and later came to the United States in 1982 on a Western State Study Scholarship. Pastor Fedeli received a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering, applied mathematics from the Western Michigan University in 1986, and also achieved a successful professional career with the Ford Motor Company as a mechanical engineer, rising to the position of senior design engineer with key achievements in lead positions. He later obtained an MS degree in operations research from Wayne State University, followed by an MBA degree from the Lawrence Technological University in Michigan, 1993. And he continued with the subsequent entrepreneurial achievements in metropolitan Detroit, Michigan, having committed his life to the Lord in 1973. Pastor Fedeli joined the Redeemed Christian Church of God in Nigeria, 1975, continued to serve the Lord in the U.S. with a passion that culminated in a call to ministry. He attended the Bible College of Birmingham in order to prepare himself for what he knew was God's purpose for his life, mentored and by the general overseer, Pastor Attaboy. And Pastor Fedeli pioneered a home fellowship in his basement in 1991. By 1992, this development of the first parish of RCCG in North America. And now he is the leader of this movement, which has grown to over 600 parishes and 55 zones. Each year, thousands attend the annual RCCGNA conference at the over 700-acre campground in Floyd, Texas. He's happily married to Pastor Manita, who is a medical doctor specializing in the area of pediatric medicine. They're blessed with three children. So that's a pretty good introduction, isn't it, Pastor Fedeli?
That's a mouthful. I didn't know you are going to recite everything that I've done in my life.
Hey, it's a joy and a privilege to have you on BPN Radio, our 24-hour internet prayer station. We're praying, and I know that you're a man of prayer. Tell me a little bit about what is going on in your life at the moment. Talk to me a little bit about prayer, because I know that you are an incredible prayer leader. And, you know, since 1985, I've been calling America to pray. So just talk to us a little bit about prayer.
Prayer is as potent as God is. God cannot do
Well, it's great to have you, Pastor Fedeli, here with us today. And you've accomplished a lot in your life by the introduction there. I know that you're a man of prayer. I want you to talk to me about prayer, what prayer is doing in your life, because this is a prayer broadcast. And we're just giving a nationwide call, actually a worldwide call, for people to pray for revival in America. But we know that prayer is the key. So talk to me about prayer.
Yes, sir. Thank you very, very, very much, my brother, for giving me this opportunity. You know, and I just pray that the Lord will bless your ministry. He will bless the work of your hand. He will prosper what God has committed into your hand. When we are talking about prayer, prayer is as potent as God is, because true prayers put God to work on behalf of man. When we who are called by the name of God, when we pray, God moves on our behalf and does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Do you want to succeed in life? Do you want a complete turnaround in your situation? Do you want to succeed in the master's business? Then every believer must rise up and pray at this very, very moment. God cannot do anything for any man until that man has prayed effectively. God is rendered helpless to help a man who cannot pray. The limitation of man's prayer is limited to which God can help him. Do you know what the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 14? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. He said, "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then God said, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land." God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. What he says he will do when we pray, he will do it. He says when we pray, he said he will hear us, he will forgive us, and he will heal our land. Not only our families, but he will heal our land and heal us. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. This is what God is telling us from the word. Infallible word of God that can never change. He said, "Ask, and it shall be given to you." That means in the place of prayer, when you ask anything in the name of Jesus, you will receive answer. He says, "Seek, you will find. Knock, and the door shall be opened." The caveat is verse 8. It says, "Everyone, whether you are a Jew, you are a Gentile, whether you are a black, whether you are a white, it doesn't matter from any part of the world you are in. It says, everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knock, the door shall be opened." So God's ears are open to us if you can only pray. But the problem is we are so busy with so many things that have nothing to do with God, that have nothing to do with our life. We are running around like a chicken with the head cut off. And we are not sitting on the lap of the Master, pouring our hearts to the Lord and saying, "God, help me. God, assist me. God, heal our land." Instead, we are beating each other up with our political agenda, with our biases, which has no relevance whatsoever to what God can do. There is a man of God I love so much. His name is Samuel. Do you know what Samuel said in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23? 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. He says, this is what I will do. He says, "God forbid that I will sin against God if I cease to pray with you." So failure to pray is a sin. So therefore, if you are a child of God, if you have been washed by the blood of the Lamb, if your name is written in the book of life, the time is now for us to pray. Samuel said, "God forbid that I don't pray for you. God forbid that if I don't pray for you, I will sin against God." So God is calling every believer, and this is what I do. Minimum 2 hours every day, I go before the Master to ask him, "God, I love you. God, I honor you. God, I respect you. I hallow your name. There is none like you. You are the mighty God. You are the great God. You are the great I am. the God that can dry the Red Sea, the God that can bring fire on Mount Carmel, the God that can raise the dead after being dead 4 days. You are wonderful. You are, when you worship the Almighty God,
Pastor,
before you know it, you are lost
Pastor Fedeli. How is a man that leads such an enormous ministry have the opportunity or the time to pray for 2 hours a day? How does that happen?
Do you know what? That's what makes work of God difficult, because we never go to the master to ask him what he wants us to do. If I pray for 2 hours a day, it makes the life easy for me. Every obstacle becomes a stepping stone unto glory. When you can tell God, God, what do you want me to do today? When you spend time before God and you worship him, you adore him, you magnify him, you ask him, God, what do you want me to accomplish today? Then life is not going to be frustrating. You go on about your life laughing and worshiping God. Any man that can bow before God in the morning, every circumstance in life bow to him.
Yeah.
Sir, I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have stress. Why? Because Jesus Christ is my burden carrier.
Yes.
If I can just lay before him and say, God, take care of my problem. I can't do it myself. Guess what? Work is easy. Life is easy. If you can only pray, sir. That is the solution.
I believe that. That's how I started
do
out.
Do you know that my father in the Lord, Pastor Adeboye in Nigeria, pray minimum 6 hours every day. Minimum.
Wow.
6 hours every day. And do you know what? That is why we see unprecedented miracles. Millions gather in the camp in Nigeria for the past 20 years. The crowd has not diminished. Why? Because a man that can bow before God, we see that everything in life bow before him. That is the secret, sir. Prayer is the power that God is waiting for. He asks us to knock, the door will open. So the time to pray is now.
Yes. Well, I know that Pastor Fedeli, that we are a force in the earth as a church, but somehow the church has discontinued to pray. How can we wake up the church to pray?
It has to start from us as individuals. When I, as an individual, I can pray. When I, as the head of my family, can call my wife, we pray together. When I, as a head of a family, can call my wife and my children to pray. When I, as a pastor, can make sure that our number one priority is prayer. When we can do that, the church will wake up. We cannot just stand on the pulpit and ask people to pray, and we are going around eating hamburgers, you know, washing it down with Frosty and eating some fries. It's not going to be possible.
Right.
The world will not pray if we, as an individual, we don't pray. So the problem or the solution starts with us as pastors, as leaders. When we pray, then our family will pray. When the family prays, the church will pray. And when the church prays, the world will bow and confess that Jesus is Lord.
Well, I certainly agree with that. It's good to have Pastor James Fedeli with us today. And I've heard about some of your prayer meetings, and I've even heard about 542.
Yes, sir.
And
by the special grace of God, the 542 is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verse 42. We are going to start to pray starting January next year. We are going to start to pray for 1 hour. We are going to have an 800 number where we are calling the army to come together. Our problem is that we refuse to ask God for solution. We've refused to pray to God to help us as a nation. And as a nation, we are going to hell in a basket. And all we are calling every child of God to do is that effective next year, starting from January 1st, we are calling us to pray 5:42 a.m. We are going to make the 800 number available to you, sir, so that you can put it on the line. If you're in the East Coast, 5:42, 1 hour. If you're in the West Coast, 5:42, 1 hour. If you're in the central time zone, 5:42, we are going to pray for 1 hour. And we are calling the people of God to come together to seek the face of God, to pray for this nation so that we can walk together, so that revival can come upon America, so that God can heal our land. It's so important that we pray, because if we don't pray, we are going to be carrying our problem on our head. But the master told us in Matthew 11:28, he says, cast all your care. He says, all you that are heavy laden, all you that are stressed out, all you that are tired, come unto me. Cast your cares on me, for I'm lonely, I'm meek, and I will heal, I will take care of your burden. That's what God is asking us to do. So we are calling the army to come together starting January 1, you know, so that we can pray for 1 hour, 5:42 to 6:42 a.m. every day, except Sunday, you know, so that we allow people to get ready for church. We are calling the army. Let's come together and seek the face of God so we can see revival. So that we can walk together as brothers and we can move the hand of God to move our nation, to move our family. The devil is winning the war, and we are going to ask the devil no more. This is where, how far you can come. We are pushing the enemy backward, because we, as a child of God, we are rising up to our to our responsibility.
Yes.
That is asking God. When we pray, things happen.
I believe that. And I'm laughing right now, because from 1990 until 1998, my wife and I, we led long-term revival meetings, our prayer revivals, and we started at 5:42 every morning. So it's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing, this 5:42, and I'm laughing, and people would gather with us. We did this for 8 years. We would go into church and stay for weeks, months at a time, calling people to pray at 5:42 in the morning, and then we also had 5:42 in the afternoon. So I'm amazed. Amen. We've not talked about this, but I'm amazed, and I would love to join you. Give us the number that people can write down.
I'm yet to come up with the number.
Oh, you don't have
a
number.
Give
me your web website so people can go to that and they can stay in touch with you.
Okay, sir. The web number, the web is www.rccgna.org.
Okay.
rccgna.org. And if you want to call us right now, you know, because we are live online, my office number is 903-920-0460. We have somebody live on the line right now who will answer your call.
Okay.
903-920-0460. That's my office number. But effective by January 1st, what we are going to do is we are going to make a 800 number available to everybody so you can call. And with anybody that desires to pray, anybody that wants to seek the face of God, anybody that is saying enough is enough for the enemy taking our territory, we are capturing our territory back, the enemy will bow. Starting January 1st, starting 5:42 a.m., you want to pray for 1 hour. And when we see the response, we go to the afternoon, 5:42 in the afternoon, to seek the face of God. And we are going to see I'm excited already about God, because God is excited about what is going to happen in the land.
Yes. Well, I'm amazed, and I certainly concur that we must pray. And I will be posting your information also, and continue to give your information to our listeners. Pastor, so good to have you. And I want you to conclude today here on BPN Radio. I want you to conclude today by just saying a prayer. However you want to pray, just pray. And it's a delight to have you on today.
Yes, sir. Our Father and our God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my brother with the radio ministry that is opening it up for believers to call in, one of the sanctified and blessed ministries in America. This is one of the ministries that God is so delighted in. Father, we bless your name. God, there is none like you. You are the God of our life. We want to thank you for the breath, for the air we breathe. We want to thank you for the food that we eat. We want to thank you for the ability even to dress ourselves. We want to thank you that we can talk, people can hear. We want to thank you, Father, that you can smell. Oh, God, there is none like you. You are the God of the heavens and the earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. We worship you. We honor you. We bless you that throughout this year, you have been our help. Thank you, Father, for January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. We want to thank you for December. And if you tarry, oh God, we know we are going to see the end of this year. We are not going to pass away with the year. We honor you in the name of Jesus. Father, oh God, we pray for all believers in America, oh God, that you will help us, that you will increase us, that we draw our hearts back to you, oh God, that you will help us to fall in love with Jesus over and over and over again. Mighty God, we are praying, oh God, that you send revival into the land. We are dying, oh God. Our sin is killing us, oh God. But Father, we are praying by the power of the Holy Spirit that you will send revival into the land. You will send revival to America, oh God, so that the sleeping giants will wake up, so that our churches will wake up to their responsibilities, so that we run away from sin. We can live a holy life. We can live a holy life. Our marriages can be together. Our life can be together. Our church will preach the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mighty God, we are praying for the nation of Israel. You said, blessed is the man that pray for the land of Israel, because they are going to be blessed. Father, we are praying for the land of Israel, O God, that you will bless the land, because it's the land of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Let it be well with Israel as a nation, O God. Father, send revival to the land in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we are proposing and we are praying that when we are going to start the praying army in January, start it off, O God. Create that fast in our heart, O God, so that you can pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O God, that this day shall be an excellent day. It shall be a great day, a day of joy, a day of favor, a day of open heavens in the name of Jesus. And everyone, oh God, that is listening to this radio ministry, touch their life. Bring them back to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you because you are a God that answers prayers. We thank you because it is done, because we have prayed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Fedeli, for being on with us today on this Friday. And we'll be talking more about your prayer ministry, what God is going to do next year at 542. Hope to have you back soon.
Amen.
God bless you for being on today.
God bless you, my brother. Please, I will keep in touch. Please keep in touch, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
God bless you, my brother. Bye, sir.
Bye-bye. Who's going to stand? Here's a song by Chris Folsom, calling people to pray, calling people to stand. And the Lord said, who's going to stand with me?
I'd be crazy for misreading the signs. But can you hear the beating of the drums from the enemy lines? A time to lofty words and shaking fists has come.
flesh and bone. When our spirits are united, we no longer stand alone. Yeah, who's gonna stand? Oh, who's gonna stand?
Who's going to stand?
Who's going to stand?
Who's going to stand and pray, seek the face of God? That's Chris Folsom. Lord, we just pray today in Jesus' name that people all across America, around the world, begin to stand against the powers of darkness with our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shoes of peace, our shield of faith, our sword of the Spirit, that people will begin to stand and they will begin to pray and they'll begin to seek the face of God. If you would like to be a part of our prayer team, you said, I would just like to be a part of the national prayer team, and I would like to receive prayer requests on a daily basis so that I can pray. Then if you will just put this address down, bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. That's bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. I'll give you that one more time. bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. And we have people interceding on our prayer team for all the prayer requests that come in from Austin, Texas, Manford, Oklahoma, Roswell, New Mexico, Port St. Lucie, Florida, Fort Worth, Texas, Concord, California, San Diego, California, Sun City, Center, Florida, Marshall, Illinois, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Bethany, Oklahoma, Conway, Arkansas, Holiday, Texas, Cashiers, North Carolina, Miami Gardens, Florida, Granite City, Illinois, Justin, Texas, Columbia, Missouri, Young Harris, Georgia, McGregor, Texas, Dexter, New Mexico, West Palm Beach, Florida, Lake Peekskill, New York, Council Bluffs, Iowa, Madisonville, Kentucky, Placerville, California. We have people all across America that have joined up to be a part of our prayer team and receive these prayer requests that are coming in here on the Breakout Prayer Network. So if you'd like to be a part of that, you can go to the bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. And Father, we thank you for the churches all across America that are praying with us. There are churches all across this nation that are praying with us. And if you would like to have your church and your city represented on our prayer map of churches and cities that are praying with us all across the land, then you can go to letspraymerica.com. That's letspraymerica.com. And then you can sign up. And we have churches that are praying with us all over America. And churches, we must stand. We must stand for righteousness. There is a war against Christianity in this nation. And there is a war against Israel, as we have just been praying on the broadcast earlier today, that we must pray. And pastors need to call. Pastors need to call for their churches, for prayer times, corporate prayer times in their churches. And so we just want to recognize some of these churches that are praying with us all across the land, and hundreds of churches, and we want to express our appreciation to them. Shepherd's Fold Community Church in Midwest City, Oklahoma, Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City. We appreciate First Light Christian Church, Martinez, California. We want to recognize West Coast Life Church in Marietta, California. We appreciate churches praying with us the Church of God in Stockton, California. Also, the Father's House there in Stockton, California, is praying with us. Life Church in Stillwater, Oklahoma, praying with us today. Radiant Assembly of God, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Church for All Nations in Colorado Springs, Colorado. In Denver, we have Calvary Chapel, Green Valley Ranch, praying with us there. The Baptist Church there in Estes Park, Colorado. The Four Square Church in Greeley, Colorado, praying with us. We are thankful and grateful. In Dover, Delaware, the Royal Priesthood Worship Courts Church, praying with us there. Victory Christian Church in Boca Raton, Florida. We have in Lake Ariel, Pennsylvania, Avoy Christian Church. We have the Church of the Brethren in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, that's praying with us. Great Commission Ministries in Okulu, South Carolina. The Belton Pentecostal Holiness Church there in Belton, South Carolina. And we have Future and Hope Church in Delray Beach, Florida. And we have churches all across America. We have Restoration Church in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Victory Worship Center, Lake Worth, Florida, Trinity Christian International, Lake Worth, Florida. Father, we pray for churches all across America. We pray for revival in this nation, but we also pray for revival in individual churches and pastors today that are lifting up the bloodstained banner of Jesus. We pray for these churches all across America. We pray for the shepherds, the pastors, that they will be strong and they will be of a good courage. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, would you just help me pray right now? Those of you that are praying here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, would you help me pray for churches and pastors all across America that are standing for the truth and are preaching the full gospel? Would you pray for these churches, and would you pray for your church and your pastor? Father God, we pray on this Friday. We pray for revival in the streets of America. All over America today, across our nation, there are demonstrations taking place. Demonstrations proclaiming injustice concerning grand jury decisions that have been made in our nation. And so there's violence in our streets. There's demonstrations in our streets against the policemen who are guarding and protecting our nation. What would we be? What would we be in America if there were no police people, police men and police women guarding our streets? What would our nation be? We would be a nation out of control. There would be chaotic conditions, and there would be destruction on every hand. So we pray for these law enforcement officers all across America that are protecting our cities. Would you help me pray for these law enforcement officers, policemen, policewomen that are guarding our cities and are now the target of many people who are proclaiming police brutality all across America. And the hatred for authority and the hatred for law enforcement is mounting in our nation. We come against the spirit of violence that is taking place in America. Demonstrations against police people, against authority. And we, in the name of Jesus, who are calling upon you on this Friday here on BPN Radio, we speak against this violence, this spirit of rage, this spirit of rebellion, this spirit of destruction in our nation, in our land. And Father, we pray for a demonstration of your Holy Ghost power. Would you just help me pray in the Spirit for revival in the streets of our nation? The Bible says that we can pray with our understanding and we can pray in the Spirit. Would you pray in the Spirit with me? You that have a prayer language. Bisiki bri ki meshikata labrato mandribiriat terbeserbakut terbishike marote masibiki terbroko mandala brekundari ki terbrote tai te sikababakut terbashikara brekundari biki tai brindabiki brekundabasut terbako brindribikata. We intercede, O God. We intercede for our nation, the United States of America. We intercede, Lord, for revival on the streets of our country, on the streets of our city. Lord, we pray that there will be revival that will break out, a demonstration of your power with preaching, with signs and wonders and miracles, people's limbs being restored and people coming back to life again, and people being set free from all kinds of substance abuse, from addiction, from rejection, being healed in their minds and being healed in their emotions. We pray, Lord, for revival in our arenas, in our streets, in our gathering places, in our stadiums, in our schools, spilling over into our churches. Lord, we pray for the streets of America. We pray for business people that have business establishments in those streets. In Jesus' name, we pray for the protection of those businesses. Lord, we are not here to burn down buildings in protest, but we are here to pray. And we bind those spirits of destruction all across our land. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. We intercede, O God, for revival in America, for another spiritual awakening. We need to see a change. God, we know the only change that is going to come is a change in the atmosphere, a change in the realm of the Spirit. When people turn back to God, and we are the hope of this nation, we who are calling upon the name of the Lord, we who are praying today, we are the hope of this nation, we are the hope of this land. Would you help me pray? Would you help me pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening? Would you, across this world, around this world, across this nation, around this world, help me pray and intercede for another spiritual awakening? We call for the church to wake up. We call for the church to stand and pray. Who is going to stand on behalf of this nation? The saddest scripture in the whole Bible is found in this context. I sought for a man who would make up the hedge, who would intercede, who would pray. But he said, I could find nobody. I could find no one. I pray in Jesus' name that will not be the case. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would raise up an army of intercessors, army of intercessors who would stand and pray day and night, interceding on behalf of these United States of America. And Lord, we are living in the last days, the last time. It's the 11th hour. It's the 11th hour, and the church must wake up. The walls of our nation have been broken down, and our gates have been burned with fire. The enemy has now come into our land and is awaiting opportunities to strike in different cities all across this nation. Would you pray for your city right now? Would you just pray for your city? Would you intercede for your city? Satan's plan is to take one city at a time, to destroy one city at a time, not just to come in and take all of the nation at this moment, but one city at a time. Will you stand for your city? Will you stand and intercede? Would you just take a few moments, whether you're in at your computer or you have your iPhone in your hand, your smartphone, or you are driving down the road listening in your car, would you take a moment to intercede for your city, pray for your city? Lord, I pray for my city of Austin, Texas today, the capital city of Texas. I pray for my mayor. I pray for my city council people. I pray for the law enforcement officers here. I pray for my county sheriff. We need to pray for our county sheriffs, the last elected law officials in America. We need to pray for our county sheriff. I just pray for my county sheriff here in Hayes County, Gary Cutler. I pray for Gary Cutler. You need to know the name of your county sheriff, or if you're living in Louisiana, your parish sheriff. And you need to pray for this person, because this person, the county sheriff, is the last elected law enforcement officers in America. So, Father, we just lift up the county sheriffs to you today. In Jesus' name, we will not forget to pray for our military today. Those who are risking their lives at home and abroad, to protect our nation, our land. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for these prayers, these people that are standing with us to pray. I speak a blessing upon them. Lord, I know I have the power to bless, and I bless them now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I'm so thankful that you have been listening today, and I appreciate your prayer support, your financial support. And you can support this ministry by going to the donate button at bpnradio.com, making a contribution. Thank you for praying with me today. Our time is gone. And we will be back tomorrow at this same time. God bless you. You have a good day today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.